This is Already Taken with Kevin.
I'm like, wait.
Corey.
Daddy, I'm almost as tall as Corey.
And Josh.
Immediately regret this decision.
And of course, our friend Sean behind the board.
I don't want to hear about you and your boyfriends. Go jerk off.
Hey, we're back. We sound a little bit different. Josh and Corey aren't here. Josh had surgery on his ass a couple of days ago and he can't make it. And Corey is got some Christmas obligations to go to. But we got sitting in the booth, we got Duck.
Hello.
How are you doing, Duck? And we brought in a special guest, John, from work.
How you doing?
Big movie fans. It's all about movies today. We're just doing movie stuff. Sean's still running the board. And let's get into it. What have you guys seen lately? Sean? Anything?
I saw the remake of, or not the remake, but the prequel to the Planet of the Apes.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
I heard that was pretty cool.
It wasn't too bad. It was actually pretty interesting. There was a lot of things in it where you could see it connect with the Planet of the Apes movie.
I really liked it.
It's on my Netflix queue. It's gonna come after Cowboys and Aliens. So I think it's like the second one.
I heard mediocre responses on Cowboys and Aliens.
John, you saw Cowboys and Aliens.
I saw it in the theater. It was good, but it was a lot lower than my expectations, I felt.
It was the last thing on my list of all the summer movies to see.
Yeah, and you weren't going to see it in the theater.
My wife said, you can't take Luke to go see because it has aliens and it's PG-13. Like, Super 8 was aliens, PG-13.
Super 8 wasn't aliens. It was alien.
Abrams called Monster, but it was still Green Lantern, aliens, PG-13. Transformers, aliens, PG-13. Thor, aliens, PG-13. I mean, there was a bunch of them, and she's like, nope, Olivia Wilde's in it. She's almost naked. Can't take Luke. And I'm like, but I just want
to... That's like the only reason I went to go see that movie.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that just gave me a better reason to go see it.
Well, I've seen 13 movies since the last time we recorded a normal podcast.
Hence, you have no life.
I have Netflix and HBO. It's rather easy.
to have no life.
Right. Well, it's...
He's married, too.
I don't know if it's no life because I have Netflix and HBO, or if I...
Yeah, where would you be without it?
If I have those because I have no life. It's chicken or the egg. But,
which came first?
When did you see that, Sean? Did you go rent that recently for the show?
No, I rented it, like, 2 weeks ago when I was trying to get some from somebody.
Didn't you also... I want to get into this real quick. You went and saw Twilight and Breaking Dawn, didn't you?
Part one, yes.
Now, I don't think anybody in this room seen it, but John and I listened to a podcast where they spent 45 minutes dogging it and said it was horrible.
Hilarious.
Like, hilariously bad.
I didn't think it was terrible, but, you know, it's a vampire chick flick, man.
Don't they do the circumcision with their mouth?
Not a circumcision, a C-section.
They did the C-section.
Blow the vampire's dick with his fangs.
That's the midnight HBO show.
Circumcisions.
Wow.
Twilight Breaking Dawn 2, the circumcision.
That sounds like a fucked up porno, man.
that's nasty. Did you enjoy it at all, or did you sit in that theater going, "This is bullshit"?
If there wasn't somebody that I was taking to go see it, I wouldn't go see it on my own. Hell no.
But the vampires eat the baby out of her stomach, right? And she figures out she's pregnant 2 weeks after.
The main vampire bites it out of her.
I was under the impression that more than one.
Oh, there is? There's more than one?
I thought.
There was only one vampire in the room at the time during the birth of whatever the heck it is.
Yeah, and you don't know if it's a vampire or if it's normal.
One was Jacob, which is
the werewolf.
The werewolf, because you know, girl's got her two guys at all times because she's a chick and she can't make up a goddamn mind.
Now he's a werewolf in these movies. Is he a lycan? Do they call him lycans?
No, mm-hmm. he transforms like right into a wolf.
Oh, okay.
Really, so it's not like the werewolf in Van Helsing. He's
underworld.
Yeah.
No, they got some lycan Inuit name for it.
Oh, okay.
Forgot what it was.
Don't look at me. I've just seen the movies. That doesn't mean that makes me a fucking fan.
The question is, are you a Team Edward or Team Jacob guy, Sean? You're thinking about it?
Don't tell us you don't know what that means.
You've seen all the movies. I've never seen one. I've seen commercials and comedians.
He can't decide between buff or sparkling.
Ooh. Oh, he put it like buff.
Pasty, awesome. Yeah, buff. You take buff.
Buff.
If you're going to go gay, go gay for the good-looking guy.
Right? Yeah, go for the good-looking guy.
Well, what's funny was, I think, not the last one, but the time before that, I forget, I don't even know, the New Moon or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you know.
They play the trailers all summer in front of all the good summer movies.
You won't see the movie, but you'll watch the trailers.
I will not watch the movie. Yeah, well, the trailer, what am I going to do, get out of the movie theater when it's on before Thor and Captain America?
Close your eyes, look the other way. Bury your face in your wife's tits.
Yeah.
Well, I go to scary movies. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Motorboat. But
terrified. Let me see the titties.
Edward comes walking out into the middle of a field in a sunny day, and he starts sparkling. I hear a guy go, "Looks like he just left a strip club."
So I get that. Like, why does this vampire go out into the sun? It's like based in Seattle, which is supposedly, you know, very cloudy.
It's like Rio.
That's why they're there.
Like the sunniest place in the world.
Yeah, they go to Rio for their honeymoon, though. You can't get much sunnier than Rio.
They go to a, like, they, the whole time on their way down there, it's nighttime. By morning, they're at a, just a
it's
little nowhere island.
Can't be sparkling, no sparkling on the plane.
It's getting worse and worse.
Like 2 weeks, they're doing it in, like,
playing chess and having sex.
Their own little fucking world island crap thing. I was completely jealous.
I don't get it. I don't know how anybody can be that into any movie.
Bullshit.
What?
We don't hot track here.
Do we have to get the hell off our land?
What does that say on your shirt?
My shirt currently says Yoda is my sidekick.
Yeah.
No, you don't want us to get into Star Wars.
And now what shirt is Duck wearing?
Ghostbuster shirt.
Is that actually Ray Stance's uniform?
Whose shirt?
Stance.
I don't have my Star Wars shirt.
You have an Aeropostale shirt, you poser.
I was going to wear my Vader Expressions shirt.
Expressions of Vader.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. Well, let me run down some of the movies I've seen. There was a 48-minute HBO special on Jean-Claude Van Damme, who just turned 50, and it followed him when he went from Brussels. I thought he was French. He's from Belgium. Went from Brussels to Romania to make a movie. Then went to Russia to make a comedy and came back. And it was a little lighthearted more than I thought. I thought it would be a harder documentary about a guy who had been on drugs. He's making movies with his kids, and he's actually grown up and everything. But he's only 50. Really? And Schwarzenegger's like in his 60s. And Willis is in his late 50s. And
Bruce?
I see where you're going with this.
Everybody... He's the youngest of this the last generation of big
action stars.
Yeah. And he's still got it. I mean, he looks 50. Don't get me wrong, but he still stands with a swagger and the body of a martial artist that's been doing it for 25 years.
Sure, you paid attention to the body.
Well, I mean, he walks around shirtless all day because of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That's why Kevin loves him.
Yeah.
If I looked like him, I'd walk around with my shirt off all day, too.
Yeah,
right.
It's like Jacob.
I look
yeah,
like
or
him,
The Rock. If I was a rock, I'd walk around like that all the time. But well, that was interesting. They found a puppy dog, and he's got a ranch in Brussels of just dogs that he saved that were, you know, three-legged. Or there's one dog that doesn't have its hind legs are busted, and it's in wheels, like in a wheelchair, and it walks around on its front things. It looks horrible.
Van Damme and his posse of wounded bitches.
Yeah. We saw Netflix needed to send Lisa Friends with Benefits because that was her pick. And that was the one with...
Natalie Portman.
No, that's the other one.
That's the other one.
Mila Kunis and Timberlake.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's the same movie.
And Portman.
Except that this movie actually kind of made fun of itself in the aspect that they were making fun of rom-com comedies during the movie, and it was the most predictable. I mean, no one's winning any kind of award for this thing. It was predictable, and it was the same thing, but like 1% better than No Strings Attached. It really wasn't anything I thought it was great, but it was okay. It had its funny spots.
Notice they do that with a lot of movies, though. Put the same movie out a different premise. Deep Impact. Armageddon.
Deep Impact was
Volcano
better.
And Dante's
Peak.
Volcano and Dante's Peak, yeah.
Yeah, they always come out back-to-back like that.
Skyline, Battle Los Angeles.
Yeah, I saw Battle Los Angeles, which you and I have both seen. Yeah, I watched that in pieces.
I really liked Battle Los Angeles a lot better than Skyline.
You see that, Doc? Mm-hmm. It was all right. Aaron Eckhart's a damn good actor, and it was interesting to see from the ground level type fighting against an alien species rather than a huge, giant, you know, Death Star or Independence Day kind of deal.
They took the big buff guys and were like, let's go kill these aliens. It was a bunch of normal Marines. Guys in the army that were scared shitless about these aliens. They had no idea what was going on. They were just walking through Los Angeles with guns in the air, not knowing what the hell was going on.
It was like
they get their ass kicked.
It was like Call of Duty meets Halo. I mean, it was aliens
more or less.
Yeah, in Marines. It was actually pretty good. It was better than I thought it would be. We also saw How to Train Your Dragon, which is, have you seen that?
I haven't seen that.
That's a really good movie. For an animated 3D movie, I wish I would have saw it 3D, and I'm not a 3D
fan.
Did it
come out a while ago?
It came out, yeah, a couple years ago in the springtime.
I rented it once with the old lady back in the day.
The old lady?
Yeah, and I fell asleep.
I thought it was pretty good. It's got a lot of people in it with Jake, what's the guy from Fanboys does the voice in it. Jay Baruchel. I thought he did great.
T.J. Miller does the voice in that.
T.J. Miller does, and he's hilarious.
Yeah.
And the chick from Ugly Betty was the main girl in the movie. And I don't know. What? Am I boring you?
No. Just Ugly Betty.
Yeah. It's an animated movie.
Bad looking when you take them braces off.
We also got Kung Fu Panda 2.
Like the hardware.
And that was pretty good, except that we watched it late and I fell asleep and I forgot the last half of it. But Gary Oldman's the bad guy who's a peacock who throws feathers like they're throwing stars. It was pretty cool. But that was good. The kids liked it, and there's obviously going to be Kung Fu Panda 3 because they kind of find his mom at the end. This is going to be full of spoilers, so if you don't want to hear spoilers at this point, shut the thing off. But I just realized what I was doing. Oh, what else did I see? The Green Lantern, we got that.
How was that?
That was better than I thought it would be. I was actually, everybody dumped on that movie and said it was going to be shitty. It still says it's shitty. You see it?
No.
I was
skeptical.
I'm never going to end up seeing it.
Yeah, same here.
If
you want to give it the chance.
Everybody said X-Men First Class was going to be great, and I went and saw it, and it was fantastic. And everybody said Green Lantern is going to suck, and I went and saw it, and it was better than I thought it was going to be. And I don't know if it benefited.
Still saying it's good, though.
I don't know if it benefited from it being everybody saying it was shitty, and it just wasn't as shitty as I thought it was going to be, or if it was better.
Well, I don't know if I'm a big Ryan Reynolds fan, though.
Huh? Yeah, Ryan. You're watching Ryan Reynolds as a Green Lantern. You watch X-Men First Class. You're watching characters. You're not watching an actor. You don't. The first thing you think of when you see Ryan Reynolds is Ryan Reynolds.
Another good movie that I actually saw a couple weeks ago. It was Black Swan. Have any of you guys seen that?
I've seen some of it. It has been around on HBO and Encore and stuff like that.
It's actually.
I can't get into it. You gotta turn his mic or his headphones up or something.
Your headphones are up as far as they can go.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Kevin's were.
And I can do this.
That's me.
That's me.
Everybody.
Oh, okay.
That's a little better, yeah.
That's better.
Just turn me down there.
It's kind of a thriller mystery type deal. And you get to see Natalie Portman get downed by
Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Again.
I saw that part.
there's a few like
that whole movie is creepy.
Oh yeah, it's real creepy.
It's
if you watch the whole thing, it's you know, there's some spots where you're just kind of like, huh?
It's in my queue.
She won Best Actress for that movie last year, but I don't know if the sound or score got an award for that from the Academy Awards. But they should have. So that's creepy music the entire movie.
Oh yeah, I mean, the movie is pretty intense as far as the you know, the drama aspect of, and of a thriller type deal.
Yeah, it was. From the parts I saw, it was. I can't overstate it enough. That it was really creepy.
Is that why you pussed out and ran away?
Oh my God, it's creepy.
I don't like creepy movies.
Yeah, but it's Natalie Portman.
That's
the main reason why I saw it.
It's creepy. It's scary. It's
creepy. It's scary.
I didn't want to be creeped out by it.
It's
because of your big vagina.
The creepiest movie I think I've seen, Lisa made me listen to the book on tape or on Audible. She read the book for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah.
And we went and saw the movie. And
hold on, time out.
What?
I have not seen that.
You haven't?
And I don't really want any spoilers on that one.
It was really good.
That's okay. That,
my wife
that.
Fucking loves that movie. I saw it, and of course they changed some things from the book.
Yeah.
But my wife is now reading the next two books. She's midway through the third book, and there was supposed to be 10, but the guy died writing them.
Yeah.
And they just picked up the next two movies. They're going to make them.
I thought they already signed on for all three.
They had them signed up, but Fincher wasn't sure if they were going to make the movies, and it hasn't done what they wanted to do. But they just, like last week, said, yep, they're doing it.
Mm, cool.
And it was really good. He was, Daniel Craig was really good in it. And she's nominated for Golden Globe, Rooney Mara. And I don't know how she can't win it. And I guess Meryl Streep's in the same category, so in Glenn Close, so they might just get it because they're them. But she did a really good job. She got her nipples pierced and her face pierced and cut her hair and did everything but the tattoos for this movie. The learn to ride a motorcycle, learn to smoke, everything the character in the book did.
How do you learn to smoke?
I don't
There's
know.
There's a trick to it.
Yeah, you can know. But it was...
I don't know how to suck properly.
It was really, really good. And they're going to do the next two movies and...
What are they called? It's like The Girl...
The Girl started a fire. With the Dragon Tattoo is the first one. Yeah. The second one is The Girl Who Played with Fire. The third one is The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest.
Yeah, I rented, like, the first one.
The Swedish version.
Yeah, I didn't know it was Swedish. I was like, oh...
You gotta read the whole
thing.
I'm gonna
check this out, and I turned it on my tablet at home. I was like, "What about that?" I was like, "What subtitles? Shit!"
Did you watch through the rape scenes?
I'm reading, man.
Did you watch through the rape scenes? There's two rapes in.
No,
that
I never.
Movie.
I didn't. I went like 2 minutes into.
One
it.
Wasn't enough.
Yeah, well, one rape.
Well, let's throw another one in there.
I knew that. Though,
like
so.
Like the intro said, I like rape. Let me see. She also read and made me watch The Help, which was 2.5 hours of the most boring black movie I've ever seen.
I like the way you put that.
The most entertaining part of this movie is when they're not slaves, but this maid, who's a black woman, gets fired and comes back and says she's sorry to the white lady who fired her and bakes her cake with her own shit in it. And she goes... The black lady's sitting there while she's eating
That's
it.
Shitty.
She goes, eat my shit. I'm sorry, what? And she keeps eating the movie. Have you heard Doug Benson talk about that?
Yeah, I listened to that.
She keeps eating. She's like, eat my shit. She cooks shit into the pie that this woman was eating and made her eat it. She's this is the best cake or pie ever. What's it? It's my shit's in the pie.
What is this,
That's
corn?
It's
corn in my pie.
Yeah.
The pot pie.
That movie was good, but it wasn't, it was acted well, but it wasn't like, there wasn't a near enough explosions or alien spaceships in it for me.
Emma Stone get naked?
No, she got in a bra, but it was 1955 right. bra, or, so you know, pointy. It's all pointy, it looks like Madonna. You know.
Check out my cones.
You Those go to the Gap sweet. And find t-shirts that have less material than her bra she was wearing. What else did I see, what else? Pirates of the Caribbean 4 on Stranger Tides. I watched that last night. Did anybody else see that?
You watched that last night?
Last night.
I did not see that.
I got that instead of Cowboys and Aliens. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Duck, you've been awfully quiet.
I haven't seen half the shit you mentioned.
I don't know if I want to see it. I heard it was horrible. And it doesn't
Pirates
have,
4?
It doesn't have Legolas or what? No, it's...
Legolas?
Orlando Bloom.
No, it...
Or Keira Knightley.
Or Keira Knightley.
It didn't have Keira Knightley in it.
What... The main characters actually came back. Barbossa and Sparrow?
Barbossa
came back, Sparrow.
The Commodore?
All of his pirate
No,
buddies.
Commodore died in the third movie.
It.
In the third movie. What? I didn't...
Oh, he did die in the third movie.
Did he?
Never mind. I'm an idiot.
But they never... I can't Shut up, spell. John. Let me bring it up. I'll tell you who's in it.
All right, we got dead air. Keep going, Kevin.
I'm going. Fast, I got it.
Faster,
I got it.
Faster,
I got it right
faster,
here.
Faster,
Shut up.
Faster. Faster.
Can't have
That's
dead
what she
air.
Kept saying last night, too.
But yeah, they replaced Keira Knightley with
Penelope Cruz, which was a better, she's a better actor and she's better looking than Keira Knightley.
I don't think she's better.
Jeffrey Rush comes back as,
I'm with you on that one,
Barbossa, and Ian McShane comes as Blackbeard. And this movie's got zombies and mermaids, evil, bitchy, eat your heart out or eat your throat mermaids.
But with all women though, isn't it?
Right.
Huh?
They're good looking mermaids.
Yeah, they're good looking.
Good looking mermaids that are gonna bite the shit out of you.
It's always gotta be the good looking ones that are dangerous.
So that movie was good. It was different than the other three.
Yeah.
You know, they did that Star Wars thing where they made one and all of a sudden it was great. Then they made two and three right next to each other and lead right into it. Like
the Matrix,
and,
same
yeah,
way.
Yeah, Matrix did the same thing.
Yeah.
Then they is like made another one and it was like, it could have, as a standalone movie, it was okay, but trying to compare it to the first one, it wasn't as good. But it was better than the third one. At World's End with a big whirling swirl pool and Davy Jones. And
yeah. There was a documentary I saw not too long ago, which was really good. It's I'm Not Dead Yet. It was that documentary
River
for... Joaquin.
Not
River Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh. Was that the one where he was trying to be a rapper?
Yeah. Yeah.
That everybody figured out that's what he was doing when he was doing it?
It's pretty cool. It totally looks like his life is going straight down the fucking toilet the whole movie. But it was kind of like a Andy Kaufman type deal.
Yeah.
Which I was watching, I'm like, man, he's really fucked up. And gets to the end of the movie and I watch the spoiler, you know, the special features and stuff. And he's talking about, you know, coming up with the decision to do that. And he turned down movies. And
yeah,
stuff
during the filming.
And it's really cool because he's sitting down with P. Diddy. And he's, you know, doing coke lines at the bathroom and come back out. So what do you think of the tunes, man? They're sitting in P. Diddy's huge freaking multi-million-dollar studio, and he's playing this disc from with little Pro Tools things that he did at home. He's like, "Will you produce my album? I got a studio at the house." There's just a lot of
Casey Affleck directed or filmed most of that, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a joint effort between the two of them.
He's like the brother-in-law or something like that, which weirdly makes Ben Affleck a brother-in-law of Joaquin Phoenix.
Something like that.
Papers.
Close. Yeah, something like that. I don't know if
second cousin
Joaquin's married to a sister of the Afflecks or something. I don't know.
Second cousin twice removed.
Yeah.
I think it's by marriage. I think it's an in-law type of relationship, but I don't know how, and I don't care to look it up.
Yeah. Dead air if you do that.
It's a type in because you guys can't talk. But they totally set up for Pirates of the Caribbean 5, too.
Oh, jeez.
So there will be some more money made by Disney, but every movie now has an option for
dead.
What?
So they're going to milk that cow till it's dead.
Yeah. But Johnny Depp likes playing that character. As long as they don't get Tim Burton, that fruitcake, to direct it, I'll be fine with it.
That's supposed to mean.
Tim Burton sucks.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. He sucks almost as much as you. No,
he's awesome.
Tim Burton sucks.
He's cool.
You like any Tim Burton movie?
I do.
Ha.
I like A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Never saw it.
Everybody absolutely does. Classic.
Everybody.
Word.
Everybody loves that movie. And you haven't seen that?
I haven't seen it.
Wow, you're missing
you're
out.
You're going to rent it out of my library.
Honestly, that's a great movie.
You can eat my ass.
The music in it is awesome.
Didn't Tim Burton do the original Batman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In 1982.
Batman Returns.
The first two.
That's pretty good.
No, he did the first two.
The ones with Michael Keaton.
Yeah, the Keaton Batmans are good. Anything else?
Go back and watch them.
I got them.
They suck.
No,
compared to now.
They're still classic.
Yeah,
and Nolan stuff and how they make movies now.
Like Christian Bale, Batman.
If you compare it
to that.
Anything almost sucks compared to Christian Bale and Nolan done to the new Batman, but take it as a movie from 1988 and compare it to anything made in 1999, let alone 2009, and the camera's angle is all off, and it's slow. It's the fighting sucks, and the only thing cool about it is the car. It's so dark, and I watched it on HBO about a month ago, and it was like, I'm like, this is not what I remember.
I still love the second one that he did.
Batman Returns?
Banner, yeah, Batman Returns.
With
Danny DeVito.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
All those little penguins walking around with their little rocket packs.
Yeah, penguins with rocket packs.
That's funny.
That's funny, and I'll give it up to trucks that transform into giant space aliens, but... penguins with rocket packs? Really?
Yeah.
Penguin...
Sharks with freaking lasers. Oh,
would you have thought of it?
Yeah.
The Sweeney...
Yeah, it sounds like something from an Austin Powers movie. Sounds like something you'd see in The Family Guy.
That's one of freaking sharks with laser beams.
Tashing their freaking heads.
No sharks? All right, I'll take penguins and rockets.
Speaking of Batman, though, anyone see the new trailer or the first 8 minutes?
I watched it. I watched the trailer last night.
First 8 minutes.
Yeah, the Ghost Protocol in IMAX, no, MI4. If you go see it, they show the first 8 minutes of it before. Like the
they
bus,
did that with
like
the last
the bus
one.
Scene from Dark Knight Rises, or The Dark Knight.
Yeah, the bank scene,
the
that
bank.
Was in front of
was,
I Am Legend.
They showed that before
I Am Legend. I saw that creepy, scary movie in IMAX.
I was with you.
It's like Bane.
I was just went home and hugged my dog for an hour and hoped she didn't kill me.
Bane is hijacking a plane or something like that. I bootlegged it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I didn't want to go see Ghost Protocol in IMAX. So
spend $12 to see 8 minutes.
Downloaded it.
You're going to have to have Kevin bring, you're going to have to find that on the...
It was really crappy quality, but yeah, he's just hijacking a plane, and then something else happens.
Actually, you know, I don't know if I want to see it on the computer, the little computer. I might have to go to the IMAX and see that stupid movie just to see the trailer.
Yeah, or you could just you know
see the first
Star
eight
Wars
minutes
it
on that
Joe
big
Black
screen.
It, bail right before
that's
the movie
it, yeah.
starts.
That's why Meet Joe Black had so much made so much money because people would go see that to see the trailer for Phantom Menace in '99
yeah.
and leave.
That's
that happened
that's how
a
much
lot.
Of a loser some Star Wars fans are.
See, I don't know about that.
Made the most money of any movie franchise ever.
Today.
Make it good.
It makes it accepted, but. He's
You're
doing it to piss me off, and I'm trying
yeah,
not
right.
to be
pissed
off.
Britney Spears has sold
God.
Billions of friggin' albums. Does that make Britney Spears awesome and good?
It makes her.
Acceptable by
acceptable
society.
By pop culture.
Acceptable.
In 10 years, no one's gonna give a shit. They're gonna hey, remember that
yeah,
Britney
I mean,
Spears chick.
Yeah, I think it's almost been 40 years since Star Wars came out, and we're still talking about it
yeah.
today.
It's coming out in February in 3D. Then after that, it'll come out in 4D or some bullshit in 10
yeah,
years.
The seats are gonna start moving. There's gonna be lasers going by.
Yeah,
virtual reality shit.
Which they already have.
That'd
yeah,
cool.
I mean, they have whole sections of amusement parks dedicated to a movie franchise.
Disney.
Yeah.
yeah. Or whole parks around a movie franchise.
It's bigger than anybody ever thinks it actually is. I mean,
That's
Williams.
What she told me.
Lucas is worth more than Spielberg, and Spielberg owns DreamWorks. And Lucas has only made 10 movies. And
yeah.
arguably, most of them suck. The first three Star Wars aren't great.
American Graffiti?
American Graffiti was good, and the Indiana Jones movies were good, but it's those first three Indiana Jones and first three Star Wars have made them so much money in Paramount and 20th Century Fox made... billions of dollars just off six movies, essentially.
They could do whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, they started everything.
I mean...
He did.
I counted 1 year... Corey challenged me to count how many Star Wars references I heard in pop culture situations.
Oh, my God.
In a month. I counted over 45. I think I counted like 60. It was like two a day. On just radio shows and podcasts and TV shows and... people talking that I wouldn't talk to.
Most mundane subjects.
Yeah.
They do a one on How I Met Your Mother every episode.
Yeah.
They do it on purpose.
And they do it on Big Bang Theory, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to retract my previous statement about you not having a life. Apparently, you have a life. It's very mundane, though.
Yes. It's so ingrained into everyday pop culture, at least in this country, it's amazing if you actually listen for it. It's like when you buy a new car... and you're like, I never see any of these, like your
yeah.
lesbian Honda CRV. You never see any of them until after you buy the car, and all of a sudden you see a bunch of them.
Yeah.
You
like
look for it.
Like your Grand Marquis back in the day.
Yeah.
I never saw those freaking boats driving around until you brought it home. I was like, oh, look, there's another Kevin car.
And every one of them's white, too.
I know. White or like silver.
Yeah, I was going to say silver or white. That's what you see.
Well, the last three that I've seen are probably my three favorite Captain America, we rented on Netflix. I saw it in the theaters, and that was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. You didn't like Captain America?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, a lot of what I heard was that it wasn't that great.
I thought it was good. I liked Captain America. I liked the comic book a lot, too, and Luke's way into the comic of Captain America and the Avengers stuff, and the Avengers movies are all rolling up to be a huge movie this summer.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. How they're trying to tie everything together the same characters, like from S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff, bringing everybody in.
Yeah, Howard Stark's in Captain America, Tony's dad, and they start S.H.I.E.L.D. way back when. And
yeah.
They screwed that up, though, because I did watch Iron Man 2, and they used Howard Stark's character in that movie was a different guy than they used.
Yeah, but it would have been, I mean, this was 1943 in Captain America, and it would have been, they used Sterling from Mad Men as his dad, but it would have been recorded in the 70s. It would have been 30 years after.
Yeah.
He still would have been, say he was 30 in Captain America.
But it was just a recording in Iron Man 2. They could have used.
Yeah, but it was on a reel-to-reel, and it would have been around 60 years old when he recorded that recording, in maybe the mid-70s, if his dad was 30 during World War II. I mean, he would have been an old guy by the time he died.
I don't think.
But they change actors from time to time.
Tony Stark was around when he did the Captain America.
Tony was Howard was his dad.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. That's how young.
Yeah.
Howard Stark was.
Yeah.
You know, Tony wasn't even around yet.
Right. Yeah.
You know. So.
And they change actors all the time. They change, you know, when they go back and watch X-Men First Class, there's giant holes in that. Professor
holes in all of them.
And Disney doesn't have their hands in it, so it's like, I heard somebody say that these companies that don't own, that Disney owns Marvel Enterprises now, or Entertainment.
Yeah.
And the companies that did Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, and X-Men are not Disney. They were doing these movies before Disney bought them. So they still have the rights, but they have to put out so many movies at different intervals to keep their hands on the property. So that's why Spider-Man's coming back out again next year.
It's a total new reboot.
Huh?
I'm bummed on that.
Me too.
I'd be more bummed if Tobey Maguire and them didn't fuck up the third one.
They made it into an episode of Passions.
Yeah.
More or less.
Why is there a dance? Why is Peter Parker dancing in
that
movie?
It was a soap opera.
Yeah. I didn't enjoy the third one as much as I thought I enjoyed the second one.
It sucked because they made it, you know, two villains, and had Venom like in there for half it. You know, if you're gonna bring Venom, a villain of that magnitude from that comic series, it's got to be a full blown movie.
Yeah,
you can't just give everybody a little taste because he's
Spider-Man's Catwoman. He's good guy, he's bad guy. He's good guy, he's bad guy.
Well, he's you know, like one of the fan favorites as far as any of the Spider-Man villains. You know, and they only gave you a little taste of it.
Yeah. Then they bring Sandman in.
He's just sort of there.
Yeah.
They jam Sandman into the end of that movie or into the middle of that movie. It's like he doesn't need to be there. They can run it with Venom and Hobgoblin and make this movie fine. But they put Sandman in it and they kind of ruined it.
They should do a Venom Carnage.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be cool.
Some more attention to the symbiote.
Yeah. All right, that's
explain cool. that a little bit better.
Yeah.
But maybe they will. Maybe they'll do that in the third movies. I don't know who the villain is. Let me look it up real quick in The Amazing Spider-Man.
I don't think they announced it yet because they don't show it in the trailer.
I know who they got playing Peter Parker. Looks like a really big douche.
Stone's in that movie, though.
I don't know who it is.
Speaking of her again.
Who?
In her pointy bra. Ooh.
Emma Stone.
Pointy.
She's in the new Spider-Man.
Yeah, she plays Mary Jane. Look here.
I do Mary Jane.
Yeah, as a redhead, she's gonna be really hot. She's normally redhead, though, isn't she? Where am I going here?
Did they make her blonde in that movie, though?
In Spider-Man?
Yeah.
They shouldn't.
No. She was always.
Oh, the lizard.
It's his professor.
Yep. Dr. Kurt Connors, the lizard. Yep.
Yeah, Mary Parker. One-armed professor.
Ooh,
I always liked him too.
Flash is in it, or Flash Thompson's in it.
Okay.
Not Flash from DC Comics, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's just IMDb's got the lizard, Dr. Kurt Connors, which makes sense. because he was actually in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
wasn't he in the first one too a little bit?
No, he wasn't in college then. He was in high school still.
Okay. But no, yeah, I definitely recognized him when he was in the second one.
They need a dorky kid to play him. I think they got the right guy. This goes real close to the new Superman movie coming out in 2013, Man of Steel, where they're rebooting the whole series with that too. But they're getting a lot of people. That's Nolan's producing that, and the guy who directed 300 and the Owl movie. What's the name of that Owl movie?
The Owls of Cahul.
Yeah,
the Guardians.
Legend of the Guardians, and he did Watchmen. Oh, this is all wrong. Stupid thing. I can't find it. I know he's directing it, so it might have a lot of slow motion. It's either gonna be great or it's gonna suck.
Yeah, it's hard to do superhero movies now that Chris Nolan did Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can compare that movie to any movie, whether it be a superhero movie or not. It's just that good.
Yeah, it's really damn good.
Compared to any movie. And that's why everybody got pissed at the Academy for...
Yeah, how Dark Knight got snubbed out of Best Picture, Best Director... Did it get best nominated for Best Director?
I don't think it got nominated for anything.
It's bullshit. Duck, did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
The Dark Knight.
Oh, shit.
It's incredible. Three times at theaters. Okay, no. Heath Ledger won Best Supporting Actor.
That's right.
But he was dead, so couldn't accept it.
So, whoopsie.
That's one of the movies when you start talking about best sequels ever, that is like that and Empire Strikes Back are like the best Godfather sequels you could get. Yeah. I haven't ever seen the Godfather movies.
Godfather 2 won Best Picture. It's like one of the only sequels to ever win Best Picture. And all three of them were nominated for Best
Picture. The damn Lord of the Rings movie that won Best Picture.
Return of the King.
Yeah.
Won that because of the collaborative effort of all three.
He probably should have won it all 3 years.
Yeah.
Those were really good movies.
Yeah.
Something else should have won that year. I think it was The Mystic River that lost to Return of the King.
Oh, yeah.
But that movie probably should have won.
Probably. That's how the Academy does that shit. Sean, did you see the trailer for The Hobbit yet?
Yep.
Awesome.
It looks pretty good.
Looks good.
Yeah, geeked about that one.
Yeah.
They're bringing a lot of people back for those. Huh?
Have you read the Hobbit, the book yet?
Not through it, no. In the middle of it.
Okay.
I don't read books.
I tried to get it on Audible, but they only have the dramatization, so it's going to sound a lot like the Star Wars books, where they have a bunch of different people doing voices and the noises and stuff. Yeah. So I'll probably listen to it before the movie comes out.
I want to either start reading it again or listen to it. I want to listen to it. I got to get it on Audible.
On your Kindle?
Yeah, on my Kindle.
It should be good. It's going to be one of the big movies of the year, I think.
Oh, it's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
The story is phenomenal.
Well, in May we have...
And I think they're doing it in two pieces, too.
Yeah, they're doing two of them.
They're doing the same thing like they did with the other one.
What? Hobbit, Unexpected Journey, and...
There and Back Again.
There and Back Again.
Let me look real quick at... The Avengers comes out in May.
It's going to be a big year.
Battleship. Yeah. Men in Black 3 comes out in May.
Have you seen that trailer?
No, I've seen the trailer for G.I. Joe 2. That's got The Rock in it. Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter comes out in June. Let me go. July, The Amazing Spider-Man, The Dark Knight Rises. Step Up 4. There you go, Sean. Ooh. That's you.
Step Up 4D?
I was going to say.
It should be 4D. The Expendables 2 comes out in
I'm pumped for that.
August.
One,
that looks great.
I haven't seen the first Expendables.
The Bourne Legacy comes out. Oh, Total Recall comes out,
another
too.
Another Bourne movie.
Wait. He hasn't seen the first Expendables.
I know.
Get the fuck out of here.
I haven't had the chance.
Taking your man card away.
Finding Nemo? That must be a 3D re-release. Taken 2. I know they're filming that right now.
Yeah.
Twilight Zones.
How do you do a sequel to Taken?
I don't know. The wife gets taken?
Is kidnapped again?
Yeah, just go kick some more ass.
Yeah, everybody we killed comes back to get a daughter.
The Hobbit comes out in December next year.
Yeah.
Lincoln comes out then, too. That's going to be Spielberg's movie for next year. Skyfall comes out in November. That's the Bond movie.
That's Bond? That's the next?
Yep.
Yeah, the third Daniel Craig one.
Yeah. And here you go, Sean. Twilight
Saga
November. Breaking Dawn 2 comes out November 16th. look at this. Paranormal Activity 4, Chainsaw Massacre 3D.
Ooh.
Does Prometheus come out next year?
Yeah, it comes out in...
Chainsaw Massacre 3D.
June.
I am down.
Yeah, 3D.
I am down. I'm not walking away.
That Snow White and the Huntsman is
a concert.
Yeah, it's one of those dark ones.
It's like an adult version of Snow
White. But it's got... who's the bitch from your vampire movie, Sean? Kristen Stewart. She's going to play Snow White.
Oh, why?
Really?
She's such a horrible actress.
Yeah, she's horrible.
I don't really know if I want this award because I'm a teenager.
Dorothy of Oz comes out in April.
She's got no expression on her face at all times.
No, she's boring. Yeah. She's boring.
Three Stooges comes out in April. John Carter comes out in March. That looks...
It's that Disney movie, right?
Yeah. Wrath of the Titans comes out the same.
That looks good, too.
Same month.
There's a lot of good.
It's going to be a good year.
Yeah, Star Wars Episode 1 Phantom Menace in 3D comes out the week before Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
I can't believe they're doing a sequel to that crappy movie.
I can't believe
and
that
I gotta go
either.
See it
I didn't
I'm
even know
Ghost
it made
Rider
enough
fan.
Money to make a sequel.
Those both come out in February. Red Tails comes out this month.
That's Lucasfilm.
That's Lucas's movie that he's been talking about for 20 years. And they're playing rap music over the trailer for it on TV.
I know.
It's horrible.
What are they doing?
Haywire looks good. It's got that MMA chick in it. And The Grey comes out in a couple weeks. The Grey looks really good.
Yeah, I gotta see The Grey.
That actually, that looks like Taken in the Snow. He's an underrated ass kicker. Liam Neeson.
I never thought of him as an ass kicker until I saw him in Taken.
Yeah.
And I was like, that dude's a fucking badass.
Shoots that guy in a foot underneath the couch and jumps through that glass, kicks it. That movie's good. That's
like
a lot of good
him
fun.
Up to that chair and then electrocutes him.
He hands the guy the note and says, "Read this," and he goes, "Good luck." And he goes, "That's what I thought." And she said, he just wipes everybody out in that room.
That scene is
and
awesome.
The guy outside the room comes in and everybody's dead and he's laying underneath a dead body and shoots the guy in the face. Or
that scene's insane. Can you read this for me?
Yeah.
Good luck.
He laughs. The guy laughs. Good luck. That's what I thought it said. Just like stabs a guy in the face and shoots somebody else or something.
I told you I'd find you.
Yeah.
Halfway across the freaking planet.
I'm gonna come it's like
you.
3 days later.
That's how you are.
Yeah, he didn't even like.
Yeah, it's...
Who did he call?
He just got off the phone with you, and you already got a gun barrel in my head.
Yeah. Dude, that didn't take you long. I didn't mean it, man. I didn't mean it.
Sean, did you ever watch Super 8 all the way through?
No, I didn't. I got to the point where the little girl got kidnapped by the alien creature thing, and then I had to leave.
Is she a Fanning?
Fanning. And I was really, I'm not surprised, but I was really hoping she would get nominated for some type of supporting actress, and she didn't. She was really, really good in that movie.
Yeah, she did a good job.
Me? You gave him the bird to me.
No,
Duck. You're giving the bird to somebody on a podcast.
No, I'm giving the bird to Duck, because he needs more birdie families.
Duck plan.
Right.
Spielberg Lucas fan. Have you seen Super 8? You piece of shit.
Nope.
What have you seen lately? Anything? Documentaries? Old movies? Repeats? TV movies?
I watched The Falling Down.
Well, saw Limitless. Season 1 of Sons of Guns. Man-made, the Bugatti Veyron, which is pretty damn interesting.
Is there going to be a new Star Trek movie coming out?
Yeah.
Sequel off the last one?
Won't be next year, but they're filming it right now.
Are they?
Yep.
Is it Abrams?
Abrams is doing that one. He did Super 8, and I'll follow Abrams into hell.
I want to see where the hell he goes with this one.
Huh? Yeah. Because
the last one was completely off tangent with any other Star Trek movie.
It was
movie,
like,
so
that was the point.
They went back into time, and they Biff Tannen the whole thing and fucked up the whole line, and they're staying with that line.
They totally.
And so they didn't reboot it, but they just changed everything. It was fucking fantastic.
They brought back the almanac and fucked it up.
Yeah. It was
the
like.
Almanac. Son of a bitch stole my
Enterprise.
Idea.
I haven't seen one of those in 30 years.
The only problem with that is everything would have changed once Biff left in the future.
When they were in the future and everything.
Yeah.
And Biff
in 2015.
I don't know. That's one of those up in the air.
No, that's one of them paradoxes.
Yeah, because it did change.
If he would have left in the future, he was destined to do so anyway.
That's the thing.
So it wouldn't have been different. Yeah. It would have been different from the get go.
The only thing, and the second one, you know, they go back to 1985, and you know, Doc's going with Biff, you know, running the
town and everything. And this is what's happened to me. And he's in a psycho ward or whatever. It's like, well, if he's in a psycho ward, he couldn't come up. He couldn't make the goddamn time machine.
Yeah.
Which would have just.
Yeah.
Hence paradox.
The other thing is
to destroy the whole universe.
The other thing is that in the third movie, when they go back in and the car breaks, there's still another car in another cave back in that time.
Yeah.
I always never thought of that.
You ever think of that?
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that until about a year ago when the anniversary came out, and I heard somebody say that. I'm like, son of a bitch, they could get the distributor and the gas out of that car, fix this, or just take that car.
So what if all the gas, like, wait a minute, that car wasn't running on gas, though.
Yeah. He says it in the movie, the internal combustion engine, the Volvo engine and the DeLorean, always ran off gasoline.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Flex Capacitor ended up running off Mr. Fusion after the first one.
Well, plutonium and then garbage.
Yes, yeah. That's how it goes. Plutonium. It's science.
Lateral move.
Yeah.
Shit and beer cans.
The last movie.
So much.
Sean, how long are we?
45 minutes, sir.
45 minutes? Yeah. The last movie I saw that I want to talk about, that Sean's going to make fun of me for going and seeing, was War Horse. And War Horse got nominated for Golden Globe's Best Picture, but not Best Director, Spielberg's new movie. And I'm going to go see his other new movie this year, Adventures of Tintin. I'll go see that tomorrow. I won't see it 3D because I'm not going to pay $50 for four of us to go see it in 3D.
You're not going to pay an extra couple dollars for your son? I thought you loved him, man.
I do. That's why I'm going to take him and the kid, the daughter, to go see it. To go see it, period. Because we went and saw...
The daughter.
The daughter. The daughter and like the son.
Not your other child, but yeah, the daughter.
That movie...
The other one.
War Horse is about
the one I don't like.
About a horse in World War I, and it's got a bunch of people that you've never seen in movies before. The little girl that's in the movie and the main character in the movie have never been in a movie ever. And it was fucking fantastic. It was really, really good. And I can't say, I don't want to tell you anything about it because you probably won't watch it, but if anybody actually listens to this, I don't want to spoil it. But it was really, really good. And in the way Spielberg can take an innocent character like a kid or a little alien or a horse or a dog or a shark and make them so much more of a character than you thought he ever could to connect you with it is amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. And E.T. is one of my favorite movies ever. And he does the same thing with a kid and Gertie and the kid who plays Elliot, I can't remember his name, and Drew Barrymore, and even the teenage kid. And the alien, I can't explain how the fuck he does it.
Kevin loves that little alien.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's better than Yoda. He's awesome.
Who was in the alien?
I don't know. I think it was one of Henson's people doing the puppets.
Oh, wasn't a little guy like Kenny Baker or somebody?
I would be really surprised it was Kenny Baker, and I didn't know it this long.
So, Kevin, how long did you cry during War Horse? As long as you cried at E.T.?
No, E.T. only cries three times, and the alien dies, and the alien comes back, then the alien fucking leaves. Little dick.
He's just one little jerk, man. Fuck with my emotions. Die, live, stay, what?
I thought they were going to make a sequel to E.T.
They were going to. It was going to be Gertie and Elliot go to E.T.'s planet to help him, but Spielberg... The idea for E.T. came from an idea he had when he was a child, and he never wanted to soil the idea of that movie, the purity of that movie. IMDb does not have a credit for E.T.
No, they don't.
I would bet it would just be a puppet. E.T. here, voice...
Pat Welsh is the voice.
Yep. Deborah Winger but I would just assume it was a puppeteer. But I don't know if you look up Star Wars or Empire Strikes Back, if Frank Oz is credited with Yoda. I know he does the voice, but E.T. doesn't talk.
Honestly, I've seen it.
Look at this. I've never seen this poster
Frank Oz
before.
Is credited for Yoda. Oh, that's cool.
Is that it? I thought I'm left out.
What's cool?
Yeah, Frank Oz's voice.
Star Wars poster.
Oh.
Something you don't care about.
Yeah. Of course not.
No, but I cried.
Yay.
See, the horse finds friends, and it finds the Germans, and it goes here, and it goes there, and it goes here, and it goes there. So every time it leaves a friend or another character is connected with that character and essentially connected with the audience, you're sad for that to happen. then the whole end of the movie is crazy. And for our mom had horses since we were little kids until I was probably 15, so that hurts.
Yeah,
that doesn't help.
I've got one question. I don't care if it like spoils it for everybody else.
Okay.
I just want to see if I can call this out. Does the horse die trying to protect somebody at the end?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, well, now I might actually see it, because now it's not exactly what I expected.
No, but its best friend does. Its best horse friend.
Oh, okay. They don't talk through the whole thing like Mr. Ed do that.
So it's not. No, I thought.
So what you doing?
Did you just put a bunch of peanut butter?
That's what I thought. I'm like, is this going to be Milo and Otis where there's narration of the horse, or is it going to be like Black Beauty where there's not going to be any dialogue? Because you're following an animal that doesn't speak. But the way he does it with this horse, the horse doesn't need to talk. You understand everything the horse is doing. And there's very...
So the movie's really based off the horse just traveling through the war and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought, looking at the trailer and stuff, it looked like it was the horse and, like, the guy who first trained him or something. And then the horse goes to battle, and they you know, eventually they get back with each other.
Sold to the British Army in World War One.
Yeah.
And goes through the war, and 4 years later he's trying to find the kid... gets in the army and he's trying to find the horse while he's trying to fight the war. But there's some really nasty scenes. I went and told Mom the whole movie because I'm like, you're not going to be able to see it because it will tear her up bad.
I'm guessing there's some scenes where some horses get pretty effed up.
There's some... Yeah, I mean, it's war. Yeah. But then he gets a ride with Loki. The guy who played Loki in Thor takes him, buys him for World War One. That's pretty cool. I'm like, that horse is awesome because he gets to play with Loki. There's some scenes you're like, how the hell did they train this horse to do that?
Horses are pretty smart, though.
They're real smart, but for somebody to train horses for a little bit, to get a horse... The pony we had was so fucking stubborn, it wouldn't go through a puddle. To get this horse to jump over a tank and do those things that this horse does.
If you wanted to get it to trot, it was going to kick your ass off.
Did it really jump over the tank, or was that a... fake horse.
That might have been the only CGI I thought I saw in this movie.
Okay.
That's pretty good for a movie. You know, to be like, I think movie. I might have seen a little bit.
Yeah, cheaper. Right.
From,
you know.
From the now Lucas giant blue screen, green screen, epic CGI wars that George Lucas is done now, comparing that type of movie now that Michael Bay does the same thing with Transformers and all the Armageddon movies that he does, to see Nolan and Spielberg do The Dark Knight and what was the movie he did last summer that everybody loved?
Inception.
Oh, yeah. I watched that this morning before I even came here.
And War Horse. It's such more about storytelling than blowing shit up.
Yeah.
And I love shit blowing up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'll watch Transformers any day. And I probably won't watch War Horse again because it will tear me down, but... That movie was great, and there was very little CGI. It was acting, it was direction, and it was shots and editing and story writing that was phenomenal. And
you always look like you're about to cry now.
Just a well-rounded runner.
I know. It's like getting teared up.
I know. It was really, really good.
Poor little horsey's friend.
Two thumbs up.
Is there anything I've talked about or you saw that I haven't talked about?
I saw Take Me Home Tonight
with
Topher Grace and... somebody
How
else.
Was that?
I liked it. I thought it's really, really funny. It was.
Does Anna Faris get naked in that movie?
No.
Damn it.
Oh, no reason for me.
No,
to watch
she
it.
Doesn't. She plays like his sister, and she's kind of a nerd.
I like nerds.
But it worked out. It was pretty funny. They did a lot of cocaine humor in it. Because the guy from
Michael Bean's in it.
We were talking.
Go figure.
Bean.
At work, what's Folger? Or what's his
Dan,
real name?
Dan Folger from
Dan Folger.
Fanboys
just finds a bag of coke and just does coke through the whole movie.
Let's talk about Fanboys for a little bit.
Fanboys is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that's just a classic.
What's your favorite part in Fanboys, Doc?
We don't hawk Trek shit here.
Get the hell off our land.
Why is there a phaser gun? And Slim, why is the phaser gun in the case?
We use it to trek out tricky bitches like yourself. Tell them to get the hell off our land. Oh, get the hell off our land.
Get the Trek shit
out of here.
Hell out of here.
I let my dad borrow that movie, and he absolutely loved it because he's a huge Rush fan.
And I hate Rush.
And he loves Star Wars, so it worked out great. And then he lost it, so I have to go buy it again.
The double entendres in that movie about everything is just fantastic.
They still kissed. That was brother, Leia kissing
they
Luke.
Still kissed, you sick bastard.
My favorite part's when he hits the top of his van and it starts up like the Millennium Falcon because it's trying to start, it won't start, and he hits it and like, yes. It's beautiful.
But they
hit the red button, and then R2-D2 on it, it takes off.
He drives through that billboard with a cop on it, and then it has an outline of Vader, yeah. And it says, join the Force.
Yeah. And then it was perfect.
I mean, William Shatner in it.
Yeah.
Did William Shatner help you get in here? No. There was a lot of people in that movie that you wouldn't expect to be in what is pretty much an independent movie.
There's an interview of Shatner online. I was listening to one of the other podcasts I listened to. He just rips Star Wars a new asshole. Just saying that Trek is so much better than Star Wars. Yeah. It's just like,
what would you expect him to say?
You're crossing a line.
You think Star Trek's awesome because he was in it.
You're stepping on some toes, Shatner.
Well, Shatner went out. Somebody asked him about that, and he totally dug into Star Wars. Then Carrie Fisher went on YouTube and dug into him.
That's what it was. It was Carrie Fisher and him going back and forth.
Then George Takei, who's done a voice on the cartoon series for Star Wars and was in Star Trek, of course.
Getting our number now.
Ragingly gay. Said
hello.
You know. But he goes, we are fighting the wrong battle here. And he goes, Star Trek shouldn't be fighting Star Wars. Star Wars shouldn't be fighting Star Trek. We have a common enemy. And then the trailer for Twilight came out.
Yeah.
Awesome. I thought, that's funny.
That's perfect.
Funny.
That's perfect.
We have a common enemy. Wolves that are too buff. And gay, sparkling vampires.
Well, that's why this whole zombie thing, because I don't know if you watched The Walking Dead, but
yes.
that show blew up. And all this zombie stuff is what people are trying to get rid of vampires. They're like, let's like zombies instead of vampires. Yeah. So that's why all this zombie
pop
stuff's coming
crap.
Out. And I love it. Zombies are way cooler than vampires.
I think vampires are cool, just not Twilight vampires, like the Underworld.
Okay, movies? Yeah, like Underworld is cool, but
I can't wait for the new one to come out.
Blade
this month.
Is there a new Blade coming out?
No.
But it's no. You know, it's a classic.
Those, that's an example of cool vampires.
Sure, Wesley needs a couple dollars. Should do it.
No, John, you've seen the Underworld movies, right?
I saw the first two. The third one was with a different girl, so yeah. I didn't.
It, no,
bother.
The third one's still good too because they.
That was Rise of the Lycans, wasn't it?
Yeah, they used that as that one's a prequel.
Oh, it's a prequel.
Yeah,
it actually sets up the story of Lucian.
She's the daughter.
Okay.
She isn't being played, but she isn't the same character as Kate Beckinsale was in the first two. That's a whole different character and kind of same thing but different timeline. It starts the basis for everything.
I'll give it a look.
And they got Kate Beckinsale in the new one.
Yeah,
she's back.
Yeah, she came back for that one.
But you know, what did you think of them?
I liked him.
Yeah. Kevin will give him fucking time of the day.
No. They're not horrible. Let's just put it that way.
I think
like
Kevin
the Green Lantern.
I mean, you gave that a chance. Why don't you give this a chance?
Yeah, no shit.
Good point.
I promise you won't cry.
Yeah, you
shut
won't
up,
cry.
I like movies that make me cry.
You get to see side boob in the second one.
Boop.
Okay, second sale side
like
boob.
Flat bellied almost vagina.
It's pretty worth it.
Almost vagina. My favorite
a hot sex scene, man.
Hell yeah.
I know I'm going back.
That's as close as you can get to not, you know, not showing anything.
Girl with the dragon tattoo. That's all I got to say.
I think I'm going to see that.
Take John and go see it. It's pretty good.
No. He's going to have to buy me dinner first.
We can't end the podcast without me saying my favorite part of Fanboys is when Seth Rogen says Han Solo's a bitch.
Let me break to you, but Han Solo is a bitch.
Yeah, and Danny Fogger steps back and does the shink shink, let's go, bub, Wolverine kind of deal. And they get in a big fist fight, and they knock over the shitty statue of
Khan.
Yeah, of Khan and Shatner.
Khan! Or the Jar Jar Binks statue.
The license plate on the front of the van says Slave 2 on it.
Something like that. Hit him with the pressed ham. Hit him with the pressed ham.
Yeah, you get to see her ass in that movie. That's what's her name? She's cute.
Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
That's not actually her ass.
No?
No. Sorry to burst a bubble.
Either way.
Cheap shit right there.
Yeah, no. That's all right.
Body double.
So we're, what, almost an hour here? I'll wrap it up. So hopefully next time we come back to do the podcast. John, did you have fun?
I did.
You did?
Love to come back. I'm invited.
Hopefully we got Josh and Corey back from doing whatever the fuck they're doing and do regular podcast. And
cock smoking.
Hopefully this gets enough good. Yeah, cock smoking. There's 69 in it right now.
Scissor in it.
No one saw that.
You're giving them both way too much credit. Hopefully we get them back in. And maybe this kind of deal will turn into a movie podcast version. We do this a couple more times when we come back. Maybe
I'm not doing it again until you watch the first Underworld.
All right.
We should collaborate on what movies to watch as well, so we can have.
I like it. I'm gonna make
more of a basis.
I've got.
Like you got to see Super 8.
All right.
I got to finish seeing it. Let's see it together, Doc.
Which one should I watch first?
The Girl with Dragon Tattoo. I haven't seen that either.
Yeah.
John, that's your assignment.
I need to see
Girl with Dragon Tattoo. Yeah,
Sean will probably go see that. I'll have to see which Underworld movie, the first one.
Yeah, watch the second one. They're both really good. I mean, it's amazing to me. You know, going from doing a single movie and then they did sequels of it. You know, they did a really good job and then end up doing a Matrix deal, or Pirates of the Caribbean deal. They stayed pretty true on the storyline through it.
What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Star Wars.
Fuck you. Really?
That's the whole series, though.
Oh, fuck you hard.
Well, I listened to the How Did This Get Made podcast, and...
Wait a minute. You saw all the Twilight movies, and you're going to sit in there and honestly say Star Wars is worse?
I'm still waiting on a question there.
You think Star Wars is worse than Twilight?
Oh, just to spite you, yeah.
See, yeah, you're right.
John asked me, your brother really doesn't like Star Wars? I said, I think it's more that he wants to break one off in me than he does not like Star Wars.
Way to make that sound really wrong.
Well, that's what you want to do. I'm not saying it happened or will ever or whatever. I'm just saying that's what you want to do is put
Maybe
something in my butt.
Maybe that's what you want me to do. Maybe that's why you brought it up.
The fuck is going on here?
We're supposed to talk about movies here, not breaking one off in you.
Breaking Dawn off in you.
So
break your dong.
So let's make
part one.
Breaking dong.
Oh, that's a wonderful porn title. Breaking Dong.
Speaking of which, I still got that Star Trek porn that I need to give you at the house.
Me?
No, him.
Oh.
It's
Star Whores.
When we were in Ann Arbor, we went to a liquor store really late at night, and they had, you know how you could get a porn magazine and it comes with like the bonus DVD, and it's all wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
Well, this place rips it apart and then sells all the DVDs for like $5 a DVD. So I was like, shit, $10, I'm getting two.
Of course, so that's what you think.
So one was one
so you
was,
get your gay porn and a Star Trek porn.
No, one was just like a penthouse.
How did this turn to porn? How did it take an hour or whatever it is to turn to
it
porn?
It took an hour to get to porn. At least it's Star Wars porn.
Shut up.
Usually this would have took 2 minutes or not been brought up.
But one is just a standard panelist porn. The other one was...
Still has to tell us what the porn is.
No, it was two episodes. One was an episode of a Star Trek porn. And was Spock and everybody.
It's
and the
Star
other one was
Trek,
a charm.
Not track.
Anyway.
Trekkies. Trekker.
It's Trekker.
It's Trekker.
I will never call anybody a Trekker just because that's what they want to call. It's derogatory.
That's their word. You can't use it.
So we got... Let's make the assignments.
You Trekkie, you racist.
You Trekker.
Racist Trekkie.
Sorry, Trekker.
Yeah, I'm prejudiced to Trekkers or Trekkies or... Roddenberry fans.
Get hate mail. We're Trekkers, you motherfucker.
Bring it on. Bring it on. Because the best Star Trek movie is made like a Star Wars movie by a Star Wars fan.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
That's
of it.
The whole. Yeah.
Let's make Star Trek like Star Wars.
And it'll be good.
Okay.
Whoa. That's what happened, right, Duck?
No I comment. Duck,
I was gonna say I think Duck's the biggest Trekkie guy in the in this building.
I right fall now. In between them. What a fucking position that is.
He's like those he's neutral.
That's fine though. You're like Switzerland.
The Olympic rings when they just kind of Switzerland. They're like when the Olympic rings or the Audi rings just overlap. He's in that part where they overlap. The Star Wars and Star Trek fans.
He's that little. That
he's
little,
in the gay part.
Yeah.
Or the bi part. If Star Wars
he's
is straight,
he's in that female part because they can't make up the goddamn mind.
If Star Wars is straight,
looks like a vagina.
If Star Trek.
Fucking gay subject traitor. To insults from both. It's a great place to be.
That would be the worst thing. That's a super nerd there.
You better take like, a side.
There are like 15 Star Trek movies, aren't there?
11.
11?
Yeah.
11? There's 7 Star Wars movies, and one of them's animated.
How well did that one do?
Not
what was that, the Clone Wars?
Yeah. It spawned a TV series. Mm-hmm. It's the highest. That is in the Guinness Book of World Records for the highest animated sci-fi series viewed. So,
damn.
But well, I am the like 2 seasons, Guinness Book it? World Records for tallest white guy in this room, too, so.
Kevin's Book of World Records, maybe.
Yeah. When you start narrowing down, it's like all the Super Bowl records. Man. There's only been 45 Super Bowl games, so yeah, there's a record broken every week or every year. Opposed to 250 regular season games.
Yeah.
Anyway, which movie are you going to watch? Because I've been tasked with Underworld. John's going to watch The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Super 8.
You're going to watch Super 8.
I'm probably going to try to do both of those.
Super 8.
I
got to
finish watching Super 8. I want to. I actually was enjoying it.
Give Captain America a shot, too.
Captain America's good.
My problem with some movies like Captain America is like the outfits that they have in the comic book. I just can't see a person wearing.
It works. You know,
I like the concept of Captain America, but I think seeing a real guy in the Captain America suit just looks fucking retarded.
It seems to work in every movie but Captain America. It doesn't. You're like, why would you wear that?
Yeah.
They kind of try to explain it with
like
Howard.
The suit's all right, but you really got to throw the mask on there. That's why I kind of like the X-Men when, because I thought they were going to make Wolverine wear that fucking spandex.
Yeah. What do you want, yellow spandex?
Yeah. You guys go out in public with these things?
They did that one in the third one, didn't they put suits on, though, when they went to go get the kid that, like, the power was that you don't have powers when you're near him? They put suits on.
They put their standard
they're
suits
just,
on.
Yeah, they're just black suits.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they put their black suits on in all of them. Yeah.
You know, those
they're
work.
Not the yellow cartoon jumpsuit.
You know, I don't like it when they... You know, I was afraid they're going to do that with, you know.
X-Men First Class has the old school, very beginning comic book outfits on those guys.
Yeah, I saw that.
It looks kind of weird.
Yeah.
But you're like, well, they're superheroes.
But it's like, you know, it's just like Captain America, you can't really deviate from that suit.
Yeah.
Like they could with X-Men. But it's kind of, as a real person, that's kind of like a retarded looking suit.
And they changed the suit itself. In the movie from the comic,
yeah.
A little bit to make it more like they put straps over it for a gun and stuff, and he doesn't really use a gun much in the comics. He doesn't have a handheld gun, but he doesn't like have a rifle or a Thompson or something like that. But in the Avengers, if you watch, he's got the slick, feathered, white, big red gloves and all that stuff in the new suit. In the new when he's standing there next to Thor in Iron Man,
yeah,
and he looks pretty. It works well in now. But yeah, in World War II, it was like a giant target with a big blue thing with a star on. Yeah. It was a target.
Go ahead.
You
know,
hey, I'm American.
Shield,
can you tell?
A shield, a shield that looks like a target.
Well, you'd really have him hit the shield in your chest.
It's true.
But you're always not trying to hit a shield if you're trying to kill him. So you're going to see Super 8 and Girl with Dragon Tattoo. Dragon Tattoo Super 8. And I got to watch Underworld. I'm not real happy about that, I'll be honest.
I don't care. I think
you'll like it.
Yeah, you're going to
really
like it.
Hot chick with guns, if
did
nothing
you
else.
See, yeah. You see Van Helsing?
Yeah.
You'll like
him. I like Van Helsing.
I like it more than Van Helsing.
Yeah, but you're gay.
It's a lot. It's darker. it's darker, though. That's what's cool about it. It's not like a happy
you just need to give
vampire
it, you need to give it a chance,
dark.
And you're going to like it.
It's dark.
I guarantee you're going to like it. If you
Who
don't,
directs it?
If you don't like it, I will mix myself in the face.
Is that for real?
Well, I think I just
I got an industrial sized can with a handle at home.
That doesn't surprise me one bit. Is that how she likes it? This is what you wanted, baby. This is what you wanted.
You said rough, bitch.
Hey, I need that handle.
Who's directing this crap?
Sorry, she needs that handle.
I don't think anyone's special.
We share.
Len Wiseman.
Multi-purpose.
He directed the first one.
It's a two-man
looks like
handle.
He directed...
Everybody grab it. It's the ocean.
There's another man in
Die Hard.
He directed that... Ooh, that's good for you, Sean.
Huh?
That's good for you.
What?
He's only directed five things, though.
Who?
The guy who directed Underworld?
Yeah, he's in it.
One of them's...
Oh, he did Total Recall.
The big black guy.
Yeah, he did Underworld, Underworld Evolution.
Oh, it's another Total
Die
Recall.
Hard with... Live Free or Die Hard and Total Recall, the one that's coming out this year.
Yeah.
The remake. And an episode of the pilot of Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, they're redoing Total Recall?
What should he produce? He did Rise of the Vikings and Awakening.
Yeah, he's done all the Underworld ones. He's written those. Written and directed
four writer titles. Yep, all the Underworld.
You didn't talk about that.
Well, at least it's all under the same umbrella. Then it's not like X-Men.
The next Underworld looks awesome.
Yeah.
He's done I just think the Underworld franchise has done very good as far as the storyline and keeping things pretty constant.
Staying consistent.
Yeah. And not going way off, way off the mark. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The problem is it's Warner Brothers and they tend to be able to fuck things up real fast. But they get Batman.
Not even worse than Disney and the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, but that was their own thing.
The Matrix.
Disney, yeah. They didn't fuck up.
The first Matrix was awesome, but they saw an opportunity and totally started fucking it up.
Yeah, it was a different studio. Warner Bros. Has been known to fuck things up, though.
Yeah.
They fucked up Batman.
You will like it. You will like it.
They fucked up the idea of Batman versus Superman or the Justice League movies. Because they're not going to get Bale and these guys to play I don't know, if they ever do a Justice League movie, that'd be weird.
I think I think the closest you could come to like a Justice League movie or something to that caliber with that many big actors is The Expendables.
Yeah.
I was surprised with that movie because I was like, man, there's a lot of big names in this movie. I can't see them doing justice without having all those big names and having a good complete storyline and stuff. Which there really isn't a storyline, it's go get the girl.
Yeah, it's so 80s.
But well, that's the thing. We don't have, nowadays you look around what's out there in the theaters and stuff. You don't have an action, you don't have straight 100% action packed.
I'm going to read down the people who are in Expendables 2. Liam Hemsworth, who is the brother of Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Jason Statham, Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Shaglan Van Damme, Chuck Norris, Jet Li, Dolph Lundgren, Terry Crews, Scott Ackman, Adkins, Randy Couture, and, oh, shit.
Why is Novak Djokovic in it?
He's a
tennis player.
When I saw Hemsworth...
Oh, he's playing himself.
I thought it was Chris Hemsworth, but it's Liam Hemsworth, so... That's a lot of big names. Too bad The Rock's not in it.
Yet.
Surprising.
Yeah.
But he's not washed up.
Well, Underworld comes out in 13 days. We can all go see that.
Huh?
Underworld, the new one, comes out on the 20th.
Yeah, yep.
So Mickey Rourke's not in this one. He was in the first one.
I'll go see that.
Yeah, so
maybe he's the bad guy.
That could be like the new movie that we all see or something.
Gotta get Kevin updated though. Have him watch the first three.
Yeah, you can go see that. I also want to go see Harold and Kumar's 3D Christmas. That looked funny.
Then Friday, February 3rd, that Chronicle movie comes out.
Narnia?
No, it's called Chronicle. It's these kids that pretty much have Jedi powers.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I saw that.
I think I showed you.
I saw
you
that. It was on YouTube, right? Fat kid, saber.
No, that's Star Wars kid.
Star Wars kid. That's a funny video. But what are we, about an hour and 10 minutes in now, Sean?
We're 73 minutes in.
Wow.
So we should probably wrap it up here pretty quick.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up. We got our assignments. Hopefully we'll be back with Corey and Josh next time. Once they get their ass together. Maybe this will parlay into four times a year
Josh
movie.
Josh just had ass surgery, so it should be back together by now.
You would think, but you know him, he goes gets gay sex all the time.
Well, Bubba would have spit on it a little bit, would have given him a little extra lube, and wouldn't torn off so bad. We love you, Josh.
Even if you are gay. If he didn't need reconstructive surgery on his asshole, maybe this would... That's great fodder for gay jokes. Corey's not here, too, so... I can't imagine Corey's dick hurting any guy's asshole, though. I don't know from experience. I'm just
Josh
saying. I'm just thinking out loud.
He's a delicate flower, man.
Josh has got a little blue knot. little starfish.
little starfish.
The tarnished,
you eat an ass, you will die.
The tarnished sheriff's badge. Maybe this will parlay into a four times a movie, or maybe like a winter Christmas movie release, summer movie release, fall kind of releases. Maybe we'll get back together. Maybe we'll bring somebody else in, kick somebody out. No, I'm joking. But,
fuck off.
And go from there. So, all right.
He's
so,
been more consistent than the rest. Last two times.
Well, we'll see you guys next time.
All right. Peace out.
Cheerio.
Peace
out.
Thank you for listening to the Already Taken Show podcast, live from Upper Room Studios in Kentwood, Michigan. Visit us at alreadytakenshow.com, where you can email the show, or check us out at facebook.com, search Already Taken.